speaking. Okay, and since the faculty science event, we now have a test consisting of 5 skill testing questions, and I have 5 experts in front of me. The way we will do this is Morton and I will alternately ask questions and alternately potentially make fools of ourselves, at least I will, by trying to throw out a T-shirt. So I'll do the first one, and then Morton will throw it. Saves me the embarrassment of making a fool of myself. This mic was on while I was chatting, wasn't it? Oh, my God. Okay. So the first one is from Lawrence's talk, and it's a math question. You gave a hint, right? So he wanted to know how long it took for South America to drift away from Africa. They're currently 5,000 kilometers away from each other, and the drift is 2.5 centimeters per year. So how long? How many millions of years? Be brave. I'll say it again. 5,000 kilometers, 2.5 centimeters per year.
Shut it up. 20 million years?
No. Close. It's an easy way up and back. The heart. I couldn't quite hear you.
200 million.
No. A little down.
1.6.
It's you're getting closer. Actually, Lawrence, it doesn't work. You know, when I look at it.
No, you forgot a factor of 2, Dean. That's your problem. Divide the distance by 1/2. It's the middle of the continent that's spreading apart.
Oh.
Someone who said 200 was close.
Trick question.
It's 100 million years. Yeah.
It's 100 million years, but it's determined that this is the correct answer, thanks to our expert panel. Okay, you're number 2.
You have to watch. If you're not the person receiving the T-shirt, yeah. You still have to watch. Okay, this is from Professor Pollard's talk. What was the observed range and temperature of the Phoenix landing site on Mars? Go ahead.
-30, -80 degrees Celsius.
Let's check our panel of experts. Okay. That's right. Just be afraid. That wasn't too bad. Yeah, and Derek's talk, which started the whole sequence of talks on emergence, actually, has kind of, you scratched out your question to have a more interesting one here, actually. Name 3 challenges we face as a civilization with fundamental social underpinnings. That's a very interesting question. You want me to say it again? It's interesting enough to say twice. Give 3 challenges we face as a civilization which have fundamental social underpinnings, way in back.
The AIDS epidemic, the rising obesity in first world countries, and
that'd be 2. Let's check first.
Give him a T-shirt.
That's Tom's question.
Okay, Tom Schultz's talk. Schultz and his colleagues and students study learning, development, and evolution. What do these topics have in common?
Besides Tom working on them. What do you think?
They have stages?
Not really.
No?
they do, though.
I see a person over.
You can make more complex models out of simple places.
What do you think, Tom?
Emergentism.
It's correct. Okay. I thought all the low ones. Okay, good. Before we do the last ones, just a reminder that we'll go out after this and have lunch. The profs will jump the queue, and please talk to the profs about what they're doing, because might be a little shy, but believe me, they're all very interested in talking about what they work on and opportunities that you could have to work with them or one of their colleagues. The last speaker, Claire de Mazincourt. Claire had this thing, which I think is quite clear in her talk, actually. Why should buffaloes increase primary production in the Lampto Savannah? Yes.
Because they decrease the amount of fuel for the dry season forest fires.
Claire?
Yeah.
Yes. And with that, thanks to all the props. And it's you, your team.
Okay. Did you win?